It's up to council to decide if Joey McKinnon and incoming chair Lisa King will be allowed to finish their terms as planning commissioners. Both have refused to resign despite Curry's request. Carmen Godwin, executive director of Riverside Avondale Preservation, spoke against replacing the two. She says her organization often works with the Planning Commission.
We've been working really hard over the last 4 or 5 years to educate the Planning Commission on the unique needs of our neighborhood, and we feel like this could be a real step backwards for our neighborhood and for our city as a whole.
She says King's planning experience and McKinnon's hydrology background brought diverse knowledge to the commission. Community organizer Shavara Oren says replacing the two is dividing the city.
This unprecedented push bears little resemblance to the slogan that we were asked to fervently embrace. One city, one Jacksonville.
That was chanted at Curry's inauguration. King and McKinnon also spoke for themselves. McKinnon says he's concerned Curry's moves will discourage others from volunteering time to serve on city boards. If King and McKinnon are kicked off, the commission will have 5 empty seats, one because another commissioner already resigned at Curry's request. Councilman Tommy Hazori says he won't vote in favor of the resolutions to replace commissioners, but Councilman Reggie Brown says he stands with the mayor. Committees will take up the bill at meetings next week. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.